Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Russia is withdrawing some of its military forces from Ukraine to respond to that Ukrainian offensive into Russian territory the past week. Let's go to Ukraine right now and Joseph Lindsley. Joe, has this changed the narrative of the war in any way, what's been going on in the last week?
Hey, Bob, good afternoon. Well, I mean, now it's been almost 9 days of Ukraine's advance into Russian territory in the Kursk region. So certainly it's changed things. I think there's, and this is the conversation almost everyone here is having every day. What does this mean? What's going to happen next? And of course, Russia, must find ways to respond to this. And that's why, as you said, Russia is moving troops from the east. Probably, this is something that Ukrainians had hoped would be achieved up until a week ago, Russia was advancing steadily, very slowly, but steadily. Further into Donbass, to that city of Pokrovsk, and really bombarding those frontline villages very heavily. And now the attention is drawn to this place where there had been no war, Kursk. Also, always important to remember that from Kursk, Russians were attacking the Sumy region of Ukraine. But this has been a real surprise. And it seems that the fact that it's carrying on for more than a week and it's not over, I mean, Ukrainians are still pushing forward. That this was well planned and well prepared, and Ukraine has taken more Russian territory in the past week than Russia has taken from Ukraine in the past year. It's pretty remarkable. And you think of all of those times we heard of headlines, how Ukrainians weren't able to push against the Russians, and the Russians had this steady progress. This is swift progress from Ukraine. In fact, even so much so that in one of the little cities relatively near the border. Which Ukrainians took late last week, Ukrainian media is reporting live TV from these cities, women reporters without body armor reporting from what were Russian cities just a week ago. This is extraordinary. And, what it also shows us that there is no Russian civilian resistance to the Ukrainian advances. And so, there's a lot of hope and faith that this is well planned, and of course, maneuverings to see how this can be used to show, hey, Ukraine has many strengths. Once they have the tools to work, they can get good results. And I think this is part of the reason why yesterday or 2 days ago, you had Senator Graham and Senator Blumenthal, Republican and Democrat, were here in Kyiv specifically to urge. Specifically to urge the White House to say, okay, maybe now it's time to remove these restrictions on Ukraine. Ukraine is still unable to hit Russian bases deep within Russian soil. And I think it's pretty reasonable expectation that Russia is preparing some kind of one of its regular major missile strikes on Ukrainian cities as a response. It takes them a while to prepare for that. But those strikes are launched from bases that Ukraine cannot touch. And so you had those two senators here, Republican and Democrat, urging the White House to seize this moment of opportunity to push even in an even stronger way to cripple the Russian forces.
Joe, how big a blow is all this to Putin's information war?
It's major, and I think a major even within Russia too. One thing that's been noted is that there's videos as the soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers, go into Russian territory. The people are speaking, especially the older people, they speak with a Ukrainian accent, which is there's certain letters that, really only Ukrainians can say. And it's a reminder that for centuries, that was Ukrainian soil, going back to the days of the Kievan Rus. It was Kievan Rus, which is, sort of the empire that was the principality based in Kyiv. But after World War II, it became totally controlled, in the Soviet era. And so maybe some of these old people wanting they see a glimpse of how life could be different. They see soldiers who behave quite differently from the Russian soldiers. And so I think domestically for sure. And then, of course, there's internationally. And interestingly, the New York Times had a headline yesterday saying was a headline in the opinion section. Putin has victory in his grasp. And you know, whenever Ukraine does have strong moments like this, we do tend to see a lot of communications like that, sort of saying the opposite of what's happening. That's the usual playbook. Notably, that piece was written by Anastasia Idel. She was born in Russia, and her story was pretty fair, actually. She was pointing out that, just as the senators were saying, Graham and Blumenthal, that you know, Ukraine shows what they can do, but if they don't have this, if they're still restricted by Washington, it's, you know, it's going to be very difficult. But whoever wrote the headline, whoever's controlling that packaging, seems to be, and I see this a little bit in other places in the media, seems to be sort of in that Kremlin playbook. Just, you know, and for example, the one of the spokeswomen for the Kremlin said that this provocative maneuver by Ukraine is a terrorist attack. And, you know, it's, if you step back and be like, what do the Russians expect? Like, you punch a country for 2.5 years and then you finally fight back and you're not allowed to do it. And that's really the world that the Kremlin lives in, is that, you know, it's might, you know, their might matters over everything else. And so, yeah, I think we're starting to see some of that sort of like, imagine like an old Soviet car, you know, the sputtering. the Kremlin propaganda machine is certainly struggling. But I want to count them out on this. I think that they, you know, are very good at, you know, maneuvering and controlling and manipulating the news. Putin came to power in 1999 with the series of bombs on apartment blocks in several cities throughout Russia. And they later was found that internationally discovered that there was the FSB, the Russian Secret Services, behind this. But Putin used that to say that the Chechens who were seeking their freedom were trying to terrorize the Russian people, and that made Putin very popular. So he's used this false flag operation before, and so there's a lot of people are saying we must pay attention to Kursk region to see if there's any, you know, if there's a huge attack upon civilians that Russia tries to blame on Ukraine. A lot of people are watching that very closely to see if they can catch Russia should that happen.
And you got to remember, it's still Ukraine, David, to Russia's Goliath in terms of the number of forces they have and the weapons they have. But as you say, Joseph, you'll take the good news whenever and wherever you can. Hope it continues, and we will check in with you tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.